This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Jim. Good to be with you again.
It has been a while.
It has been.
Let's kick things off with a prayer here, and then we'll get right to our guests in just a moment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the precious gifts of life and health. Thank you for our family and our friends, our faith in you, and the fact we live in the United States of America. Please bless and protect each member of our family and keep us safe from all harm and serious illness, from bullying, addiction, abuse, violence of all kinds, and anything that would lead us away from you. Please protect us in our travels and through the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please one day welcome each member of our family into your holy kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we also want to mention, we're going to be talking about a current event. Go ahead. Do you want to say that, Jim?
Speaking of current events, I guess past current events.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Count, too, don't they?
Yeah, for sure.
We just finished probably our most successful Catholic radio dinner ever. It was a great dinner Sunday, February 25th at the Biltwell Center. I guess you'd call that downtown Indianapolis. A great facility. Want to thank everybody who showed up and made the event so successful. Also want to thank our volunteers. We had a bunch of them. We could not have done it without them. And our super volunteer, Janet Thompson. She kind of spearheaded the whole thing and worked very hard for a very long time. So thank you, Janet. Thank you all the volunteers. And thank you, everybody, for showing up and making the event such a success.
Yes, we're going to be talking about a marriage ministry and an event coming up on Saturday, April 27th, and it's a marriage conference called Together in Holiness, and we're going to be joined with our guests, Mark and Michelle Overholt, who are the executive directors of One in Christ here in Indianapolis. And before we get into the show, I do want to mention about another really important event coming up, and that's the Eucharistic Revival, the Eucharistic Congress, which is going to be downtown in Indianapolis. They're expecting about 80,000 people, a lot of people from the local area. They're hoping a lot of people from both of the Arch Indy and the Diocese of Lafayette will be coming. So if you mark your calendar right now, it's July 17th through the 21st, and you can go online and register for that.
And speaking of registering for the Eucharistic Congress, they are also in need of volunteers for that. And I'm sure they'll need volunteers for everything from directing traffic to literally directing automobile traffic out on the street to directing traffic within the facility itself and everything like that. But they need a lot of volunteers to help with registration. You can sign up online, the same website there, I believe, that you just gave us.
Yeah, it's eucharisticrevival.org. So, and you can always check with Arch Indy or the Diocese of Lafayette and if they need volunteers. So let's get back to our topic. We're going to be talking about One in Christ marriage and an upcoming marriage conference. Again, I mentioned Together in Holiness. It's Saturday, April 27th at St. Jude Catholic Church on the south side of Indianapolis. And our guests are local executive directors for One in Christ marriage, Mark and Michelle Overholt. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Hey, Bridget.
Hello, Bridget.
And Jim.
So happy to be here today, and we just want to give praise to God for Catholic Radio and our opportunity to share this good news with all the listeners that you have.
Now, Catholic Radio just celebrated its 20th anniversary, and I believe probably One in Christ is somewhere about that same age, isn't it?
Yeah, we're 2010 is when we started, so we're a little bit younger than Catholic Radio,
Oh, okay.
So it's been 14 years.
14 years. Yeah, I thought I've been doing Faith in Action for a long time, and I thought I remember talking about this new program when it was very small.
Yes.
Yeah, well, tell us about One in Christ marriage. Maybe give us a little bit of the history, Jim. You kind of touched on that a little bit, and maybe the scope and what aspect of marriage they're really trying to tackle.
Yes. Well, One in Christ marriage serves our priests and parishes in helping form couples preparing for the sacrament of marriage. And so we serve the Archdiocese of Indianapolis and the Lafayette Diocese. And really, our mission is to serve the priest to help these couples get to heaven.
Now, you started at just one parish, is that correct?
Yeah, this is back in 2010, Monsignor Shadle, when he was the Vicar General of the Archdiocese, was also the pastor at Holy Rosary. And so we started at Holy Rosary, and it has grown from there.
Well, it's really interesting that your ministry is really kind of in the same general category, or I guess scope, or I'm sorry, regional area that we are serving, you know, because we've got our five stations. So it's a really good market match for us.
Yeah.
But you know, the priests really do need a lot of help. You know, it can't be the priest doing everything. And that's what's so great about the ministry that you're involved in and really equipping these young couples to, I guess, be bolstered in their sacrament of marriage. So talk a little bit about your audience. So they are newly married, engaged couples. Who do you mainly reach?
Yeah, it starts off obviously a couple that wants to go to wants to get married in the church. They start with their priest and parish, and then they the parish will then come send them to One in Christ for us, and One in Christ is able to help serve those couples by preparing them for the sacrament. But these are not just engaged couples. We do have couples that are getting validation, wanting to get their marriage blessed in there, and the priest will send them to us in order to help form them, preparing that. And then it naturally grows out to that. Many of these couples are like, okay, now I'm on fire for the faith. What's next? What other programs are out there? How can I reconnect with the people I am with and continue on that journey of on their path to heaven through the sacrament that they're choosing with their vocation of marriage?
So talk a little bit about the format and how you find these couples that are participating in One in Christ, and then what is like the next thing? Talk a little bit about how you deliver this, and is it at every parish or certain parishes, or do they come to a central parish in the Indianapolis metro area? How is it delivered?
Yeah, so the audience itself is the priest themselves. We serve the priests, and the priests are sending the couples to us.
Okay.
So we're not seeking out the couples. The couples are coming to us because the priest has directed them towards us because of the formation that we're able to give to them, the community. We're bringing the whole Catholic community together. If you think about it, it's really a body, mind, and soul message that is being delivered. So we have mental health counselors, licensed marriage and family counselors. We have witnessing couples that present their aspect. We have people that deal with finances and all the different areas that can that need to be helped in those kind of relationships. We have a priest, and then we have a medical panel. We have NFP experts. So we're really delivering all of what they need to prepare for the sacrament. Mm-hmm. But then they're meeting others in that same season of life. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, we're not alone in this. And how can I continue to connect with these people going forward, which naturally feeds into this Together in Holiness program, which is one-day conferences or small groups.
Mm-hmm. Now, are we talking, I was going to ask you that, are we talking about actual physical meetings where people get together in a room and talk about things, discuss things, and have materials to support them and things like that?
Absolutely, Jim. And that's the thing. We have never, even through COVID, we never shut down. We always had in-person meetings, and it was the couples were so excited that we need community. We are not built to be isolated.
Right. They were seeking community.
Yes.
They were thirsting for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And how long are we talking about? A couple of weeks, a couple of months? What is it?
Yeah, to go through the program, a priest will send a couple to us. They would register. They would have to do some pre-work readings and some assignments prior to coming. So that lays the foundation. Then they come, and we are hosted at different parishes around both dioceses. So like the next one that's coming up will be at St. Luke's, but then we're going to be at Seton and Carmel. So we'll travel at different places where the couples will then come, and there could be a variety of couples, up to 30 couples or 60 participants, in the seminar.
Sometimes a little more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they're not alone when they come into that.
1 week, one meeting a week, one meeting a month?
Yeah, great question on that one. So after they do the pre-work, it's basically set up in a three-day format. So they will come for a Saturday and then a Sunday, which is that main weekend back-to-back, and then they will come back basically 2 weeks later and finish up on day three, and that's the first part of the program. Then they have the foundation, what they need, and then they go off and learn a certified, scientifically evidence-based NFP method.
Mm-hmm. That is really awesome. We're talking with Mark and Michelle Overholt. They are the executive directors for One in Christ Marriage. And I want to talk a little bit about how you got involved in this. You know, obviously you have a passion for marriage, but how did you end up doing this?
Yeah, so we got married in 2006, and going through marriage prep at the time, Monsignor Shadle was our pastor, and he was learning about a new marriage prep program that was being that was started and written through a priest in Chicago, and he shared the book with Monsignor, and Monsignor asked Mark and I to take a look at it, and we reviewed it for him since we were newlyweds and just went through the program, a local Indianapolis program, and so we just loved the program. And you know, once we shared that with Monsignor, he said, "Great, would you like to head it up?" And I'm like, "Oh, all right." So there's the squeaky wheel for you. Yeah.
Now, is One in Christ strictly a local program, or are there chapters or whatever all around the country or around the world?
Yeah, so the program, like Michelle mentioned, was written by a very holy priest, Father Thomas Aschenbrenner. So it's published by a Midwest Theological Forum is a couple's program book. And then dioceses can pick that up and then run and use that as the guidelines for their preparation. Or priests can do it on their own from a parish side of it. Here in Indianapolis, we've taken it, and Father Aschenbrenner is on our advisory board and board of directors, so he guides us on this part of it. But we made it our own down here based on that format.
So if someone was listening to the program and they are involved in marriage prep, but maybe their priest hasn't referred them to you, is it, or if a priest is hearing this, you know, is it something that your parish has to be participating in, or is it, as you mentioned, the priest is referring? So let's say someone hears this and they're like, I want to do that with my husband. Can they ask the priest, or do they show up, or what would be the methodology of getting connected to you guys?
Yeah, excellent question. First, they should always work with the priest who's ever preparing them, because mm-hmm. they ultimately sign off on, you know, the preparation requirements. And they, each parish usually has their own policies, and sometimes they have options that are out there. Mm-hmm. Some priests are just like, I need you to do this particular process because it works very well for what we have. Mm-hmm. And so a couple absolutely can ask a pastor or a priest, you know, that's doing this, and hey, I'd like to also expand it. And they might do both. We've had that as well, where certain couples really want to invest into their preparation, have done multiple different programs, but finding out to do that with us.
And I think I asked you this maybe one time when you were here before, but is there like a dropout rate of couples that say, yeah, let's get married and go to One in Christ marriage prep, and oh boy, before they finish, think, you know, maybe this isn't for us.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. We are really in a discernment phase. This is no different than a priest or religious that is discerning their vocation. And so couples that come in, we want to make sure that they understand what covenant that they're going to be entering into. Mm-hmm. What is this vocation about, especially from the view of the Catholic faith and how it is so integral into our faith. And yes, we've had couples that come in, they're like, I need a little bit more time, or we need a little bit more help, and which is exactly what yeah. we need to do. And there are some couples that have discerned out of their vocation, mm-hmm. which is what this whole catechumenate process that the Holy Father Pope Francis is trying to push out, because we don't want to have invalid marriages afterwards and annulment processes mm-hmm. and divorces. Mm-hmm. We want to catch this up front to make sure we understand what you're engaging with.
And the Catholic Church is known for, and has been for centuries probably, for their wonderful marriage preparation programs. And so it just sounds like it's getting that much better. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk the second half about this upcoming conference, Together in Holiness, which is Saturday, April 27th at St. Jude Catholic Church in Indianapolis on the south side. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
A place where God's message is heard, where His love is demonstrated, and His grace discovered. Listen and experience hope wherever you are in life. Catholic Radio Indy.
Two of the most popular Catholic podcast series ever can now be heard right here on Catholic Radio Indy. Both The Bible in a Year and The Catechism in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz allow you to immerse yourself in the sacred scriptures and the teachings of the Catholic Church on a daily trip through the Bible and the Catechism, allowing their wisdom and inspiration to unfold over the course of a year. The Bible in a Year airs at 10 p.m. each evening, and The Catechism in a Year follows at 10:30 every day here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Spreading the good news all over central Indiana and beyond. We are Catholic Radio Indy. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're also here with our guests, Mark and Michelle Overholt. They are the executive directors for the One in Christ marriage program here in the Indianapolis metro area and into Lafayette Diocese. And what's you're really building up marriages of people that are starting out or are yet to be married. So your marriage formation. We're going to talk a little bit about this Together in Christ or Together in Holiness conference coming up here on April 27th. Talk about how the two are related or and how they're maybe different, and then maybe the outcomes of this One in Christ.
Yes, I think that's an outstanding question. Where this built from, because over these many years we've been doing marriage prep, and what we've seen is just an impact of a Christ encountering experience. And what we mean by that, Michelle and I are very data analytic. And so we ask the couples, we get feedback, we're looking, we're always trying to improve. But I can just give a quick example to lead back to your question. Just in our last event, couples were telling us over 95% of them, after they got done with our One in Christ marriage prep program, want to go back to confession and go confession before they get married.
Yeah, those numbers are huge.
And those that, because we're bringing the whole Catholic community together with experts that are dealing especially in fertility issues and health issues, over 93% are willing to use natural family planning in their marriage. 0% said no. So the other percentage are just trying to figure out what's going on. Maybe I need to look at a couple things. Or they were just like, I'm past childbearing years.
Mm-hmm.
So others are 83% are willing to pray together as a couple. We had another one that it was 83% of the group that's coming in there that want to participate in Mass together. And then remember, we had almost 25% of these couples were non-Catholic. So they're participating with their Catholic future spouse in Mass. They're telling us that. And another one is this, you know, we live in a society too that really our teachings of the church are countercultural. And so now it's like a second chastity. Over 80% are choosing a second chastity in order and wait until they got married.
Yeah, praise God.
It was all praise God. So, and then of those 25% who are non-Catholic, it was 83% want to learn more about the Catholic faith.
I mean, that is just Christ-encountering.
That's a high number. Those are just high numbers.
And we're seeing repeating of these over and over again. And it just shows when we bring the power of the allowing Christ to encounter these couples, we present the charity and truth of the teachings of the church. We show witnessing couples that show that this Christian marriage can be lived. We have the resources to show them to help them if there is any issues that might be out there. It really empowers these couples. And then they see other people in the same season of life that attracts them to journey more. And now they're asking what's next. Thus, here's where we partnered with Holy Rosary and St. Jude's and St. John Paul II Foundation in their initiatives of having a Together in Holiness. Now, the couples have told us through the data, they're looking to get back once a year. So this conference fits right in. They're also saying, I want other small groups with other couples that I just met at these type of events to continue my journey with through my marriage.
Right. Ongoing formation.
Yep, and an accompaniment. And so this naturally fits in. So we're getting them excited, and now we're giving them the tools to continue on, which then empowers these couples to get active into the faith, and then they're giving back to the parish, and they're giving back to the next generation of couples. And this is how we can fix the marriage situation as well as the vocation situation that we have.
And then also, you know, when you bring that, first, people are hungry for Christian community.
Yes.
You know, they may not know it, but they are. And once they see that, once they find that, they want that more. And they can have those people accompany them that are in the same season of life. And then think of the fruit that's going to be born, not just at the parish and in the couple, but with the children that they have, because they're going to be better parents. They're going to be a better spouse. They're going to be a better parishioner. They're going to be a better person. Because all these needs are being fulfilled. We got probably about 10 minutes left or so, and I want to get into this conference. So the conference, Together in Holiness, Saturday, April 27th at St. Jude Catholic Church, in the south side of Indianapolis. That's marriage enrichment, right? And that's open to any of these couples that have gone through the program, because they probably are familiar with it, but anybody can go, right? Any married couple? You don't even have, do you have to be Catholic or?
Yeah, it's for married couples. And you can also be engaged. If you have a spouse or a fiance that is non-Catholic, you are also welcome. They also have childcare there. So,
That's a big seller.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're excited.
And it can also be individuals, too. We've had some individuals that just came to also just grow in their own formation if their spouse was gone, or if they, you know, want to support and be there for marriage. Because it's also, I mean, it's based on the sacraments. So we start off with Mass, we have confession, we have adoration, we have dynamic speakers. It's really a nice one-day retreat where the community can come together.
Now, before we got started, I was just curious, you know, how many you guys had, and you had quite a large number this last year.
Yeah, St. John Paul II Foundation has been doing this a variety of dioceses across the U.S. So they've already got an established process and numbers, and they gave us expectations of what it was. And we exceeded it. I don't remember the exact percentage. It was 25-30%. We had over 195 participants last year.
Yeah, it was a great turnout.
I mean, for any first year event, I mean, you're just hoping to maybe get 30 people, you know, a couple, you know, but to go that big, that's pretty amazing. I want to talk a little bit about the speakers. We've got about 6 minutes left. Tell us a little bit about the speakers. It looks like it's a day conference, April 27th from like 8:30 to 3:30. So it's, and you got free childcare or childcare on site. Tell us a little bit about the speakers, because I know that can pull people out too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the theme of the program is family, a seedbed of vocations. So each conference has a different type of theme. Last year's theme was on prayer. This theme is on vocations and how it works within the family. So we are so excited to have Father Michael Kuter, who is the Archdiocesan Vocations Director. He's going to come, and he's going to be sharing his experiences and encouragement to all the participants on nurturing vocations in the home.
So, and Father is a real fireball, a real
he's an
outgoing
dynamic.
We're
excited dynamic. To have him, yes.
Very funny.
Yes.
It'll be enjoyable and you'll learn something.
Absolutely right. And then we also have St. John Paul II Foundation has a pool of different expert speakers, national speakers that come. And we chose Dr. Ryan Hanning, who is going to come in. And he's actually given two different talks. One is Called and Set Apart, Living the Call to Holiness in the Family. And then he has a second part of the talk, the Eucharist Mission of the Family, which really goes in what you, Bridget, you were talking about, the Eucharistic Congress that's coming up in
Yeah, perfect
in
segue.
July.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really exciting. It doesn't look like it's really that expensive. It's about, looks like, I'm looking at your flyer, $64 a couple and $5 per child for childcare. I mean, the childcare is really important to have, because sometimes people want to go, but then they don't. Can't find a babysitter, or the babysitter cancels or whatever. That's really amazing that you guys are offering that. Is that something that is always a part of this?
Correct. It's been organized that way. So anywhere from children from 2 to 12 are able to participate on that. It's $5 per child, $64. But I don't want money to be a fact for people to come. So St. John Paul II Foundation, who manages all the registrations and the payments and whatnot, they have full and partial scholarships available too. So if anybody has a financial situation but still wants to participate, they can inquire on that on the registration page. And there's also an early bird couple discount.
Special, yeah.
Yeah, special. That discount is through March 11th. So depending on when this airs, if you, which is an exciting time for this, if you're able to make that deadline to register. Seats are limited because we filled up last year, and now we're looking to really grow it because the word has come out on how exciting it was.
Give the website. How can people register to get signed up for Together in Holiness Conference? Do you have a website handy?
Yeah, the easiest website, I think, is also links back to Michelle and I. So we have One in Christ Marriage, which is oicmarriage.org. And then you can find the tab that says Marriage Growth, and then it has the annual conference that gives the details on there. And then it has a direct link that gets you to the St. John Paul II Foundation's website.
So you can
for
sign
it.
Up.
Yep.
Now, what kind of feedback have you gotten? Obviously, people that have been through the One in Christ program have obviously wanted more. Have you had a chance to talk to anybody that participated in the conference last year? And what was their feedback or reaction to the experience?
We had a lot of great feedback. That's why we're bringing it back again this year. And because of that, we actually had a young couple came up to us that went through the One in Christ program. They shared how it was so inspiring with them last year that they do want to get active in marriage ministry. And they really took action to this. So they participated in our small groups, and now they are going to lead the small group next year. And they're inviting other couples in order to participate in that. And they are Holy Rosary parishioners, so they're taking the lead at Holy Rosary to help promote the program. And so that in itself shows the impact that the conference had, that people are taking action to build up marriage and family.
We have just a couple minutes left, and I want to ask, you know, this is Faith in Action, and I really want to ask the two of you, how has this impacted your faith, putting your faith in action in this marriage ministry? We can start with you, Mark.
I would say it impacted us greatly. We always joke with the couples that Michelle and I are going through marriage prep constantly year round.
Still working on that.
And we're still working on our marriage, which is fantastic. Michelle and I have not been blessed with children. And I think God has used that cross for us to bring out His greater glory by empowering these young couples to be open to life and to have great marriages to support their children. And we have so many different godchildren or couples that have gone through that have shared their children with us. And it just brings us great joy. So it has really impacted us, definitely.
Did you want to add anything, Michelle?
Yeah, so I just wanted to share that we're just always blessed with so many graces from the couples sharing their testimonies of conversion, that it just always lifts us up every day, you know, to keep going and to continue this Christ-encountering ministry. And that has been our gift.
We are just about out of time. Our guests today have been Mark and Michelle Overholt, executive directors of One in Christ Marriage, Marriage Prep. And just make sure you mark your calendar for Saturday, April 27th for the Together in Holiness Conference at St. Jude Catholic Church. You can register. Probably the best is to go to OICmarriage.org and touch the growth tab if I can get it out.
Yeah, marriage and growth.
Thank you so much for being our guest today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having
Jim,
us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Brigid. That's B-R-I-G-I-D. Brigid@CatholicRadioIndy.org or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.